Fear is setting in all around the world as talk about the new coronavirus from Wuhan, China dominates the media. The United States government is now quarantining anyone that enters the USA from the Wuhan area for a minimum period of 14 days. So with so much fear about the coronavirus, how deadly is it actually, and how much of a threat is it to you? The coronavirus is believed to have originated in birds or other animal species, and then one day species hopped to humans. It is able to spread quickly, especially in China's dense urban areas. It also takes up to 14 days before symptoms start appearing, so some people may be able to transmit the virus without even showing symptoms or knowing that they are infected. A lot of media attention has been on coronavirus, and many people worldwide are now afraid of it. A lot of Chinese have experienced racism worldwide as a result of the fear from coronavirus. However, this begs the question, how dangerous is coronavirus actually? And is it as really hyped up as people say it is? The numbers tell a different story. The fatality rate is around 2-3%, which isn't too high compared to several other types of deadly diseases. Furthermore, the vast majority of these deaths are from the ultra-aging population that are naturally more sensitive to illness. Many of them were also battling other diseases, so the coronavirus was simply the final straw that their immune system could handle. The average not even that healthy person is not likely to die from coronavirus. In fact, all that you would experience is just typical cold symptoms, and if the virus gets lucky or your immune system is not as strong, you will experience flu-like symptoms. And like most flus, you'll recover within a week just fine. While it's important to take necessary precautions to prevent the spread of new diseases, it seems that coronavirus is getting unnecessary amounts of attention when compared to other illnesses that are more likely to knock on your doorstep. For example, influenza in the United States alone has killed 12,000 to 61,000 people every single year for the last decade. Influenza also has between 140,000 to 810,000 hospitalizations every year in the United States alone, not even worldwide. And I know this is a wide range, everything from 140,000 to 810,000. That's because sometimes in the past decade, we've had as low as 140,000 hospitalizations, and then some years have literally been 600,000-800,000 hospitalizations. But even on the low end for influenza, of around 12,000 deaths every year and 140,000 hospitalizations in the United States, is so much more dangerous than coronavirus and much more likely to get you. Another disease much more dangerous than coronavirus is rabies, and rabies kills about 59,000 people every year consistently. And guess what? It has a fatality rate of 99.9%. So compare coronavirus and rabies. Coronavirus has a fatality rate between 2-3%, some sources say 2.2, some around 2.7, and coronavirus has only killed a couple thousand people so far. Rabies, on the other hand, kills 59,000 people every year consistently for several decades in a row now. More importantly, rabies has a 99.9% fatality rate. Once you are diagnosed with having rabies, it's a guaranteed death sentence. The first symptom signifies the beginning of what the disease will do to you. Literally, once the first symptom shows, it's too late. You're a dead man. You're not going to come out of it. And so as of 2016, that's about 4 years ago, there were only 14 humans in all of history of rabies that had survived the disease. And rabies is easily transmitted via wild animals such as raccoons. So one single bite from a rabid animal or a rabies vector species, which is a species such as raccoons, which cannot suffer from rabies, for example, but they can be very likely to transmit it, all it takes is one bite, and bam, you have rabies. Wild animals also carry several parasites. Raccoons, for example, carry roundworms that can be very dangerous for you and your pets. Our final example is malaria. Malaria had over 200 million cases in both 2017 and 2018, and estimates range from 400,000 to 1 million deaths every single year consistently for the last several decades. You can get malaria by one simple mosquito bite, making mosquitoes the single most deadly creatures on Earth to humans. And we made another video about this, but even though the mosquitoes don't directly kill us, they transmit diseases like malaria and other diseases, killing literally millions of people every single year. So let's make this clear. Like I said earlier, it's important to take necessary precautions to make sure that new diseases such as coronavirus doesn't cause any more harm than it needs to. However, when we do the objective analysis of the facts and the numbers, we can see that there are several dozens more deadly diseases that are literally thousands of times more likely to kill you than coronavirus. A couple bugs in your home could cause malaria. One rodent could give you a parasite. A raccoon bite could give you rabies and end your life in a single scratch. It's important to put things in perspective so that way we make wise decisions of how to best protect ourselves and our family from the threats of the modern world. So we at Wildlife X Team International know just how dangerous wild creatures and pests can be to your home and family, which is why we specialize in safe, responsible, and ethical removal of wildlife and pests. So if you think that you have a wildlife or pest related problem, please contact us ASAP by calling 855-WILDLIFE or visit our website at wildlifexteam.com. We are here to help prevent the spread of deadly diseases and viruses. So while the whole media and everyone's afraid of coronavirus, it's definitely important to put things in perspective and realize that there are greater threats to you, and we at Wildlife X Team can help reduce these threats so that while you stay healthy, you stay happy, because rabies, malaria, and parasites are thousands upon thousands of times more likely to actually get you than coronavirus or some of the other hyped up viruses that are going on the other side of the world. So if you have a wildlife or pest problem, contact us immediately. We'll make sure to get rid of those safely and ethically and keep you and your family safe, healthy, and happy. Thank you so much. And my name is Michael with Wildlife X Team, and we'll see you next week.
They're out there looking for a home, and they found one, yours. They want that cozy place in your attic or under your foundation. Give them enough time, and you'll be paying big bucks to fix their damage. Wildlife X Team specializes in removal and prevention of wildlife infestation, responsibly and professionally. Wildlife X Team has earned the top-rated award from Home Advisors because they're experts at what they do. Just one call, and they're gone. 855-WILDLIFE or wildlifexteam.com.